Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance. Me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how understanding pH and the lymphatic system can help all diet programs. I'm sure, like me, you're familiar with many diet programs. If you're struggling to lose weight, start maintaining your lymphatic system to have more control over your weight. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. I then learned of acid-alkaline balance and realized that because we're acidic, we're filling up with cellular waste, and we need to balance our pH and get our lymphatic system going. And again, we start losing weight. We start a lot of our health problems start dissipating. For the past 24 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm the author of An Undetected Acid-Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006. My book explains how, because we're acidic, we're filling with cellular waste because our lymphatic system is not working. We all have a system that's meant to clean us. Every system of our body, our skin, our muscles, our bones, our organs, our blood vessels, our nerves and brain, and we ignore this system. And we need to start maintaining it, and our life changes. I don't know about you and your family, but I was very aware of diet programs most of my life from an early age. I remember my parents trying Nutrisystem when it first came out, Jenny Craig, the South Beach diet, and what they kept going back to was counting points with Weight Watchers. They would lose weight eating box foods or counting points, and then they would slowly gain it back as they began eating normal food. So this became a ritual through my life. And I did the same thing. As I got older, was overweight, about 40 to 50 pounds, and I would go on a fad diet, the watermelon diet, or whatever it may be, the Atkins diet, and I would lose weight, but then I would gain it back. And this went on for decades. And truthfully, we really just have to learn how to use our diet to balance our pH and improve our lymphatic system, and we can gain a lot more control over how we lose weight and how we feel. I often hear experts say that diet depends on each person, it's individual. Well, I believe once you understand pH and the lymphatic system, you will see that everyone needs to understand how to balance their pH with what they eat. Now, when we talk about diets, and there are many that are very unhealthy, and crash diets, powdered drinks is one of them. A new study found that crash diets using powdered drinks can cause a significant deterioration in heart function. And that was in the first week that they found when you started this fast. And the first week, the heart got built up with fat, interfered with the heart's ability to pump and function. Over 8 weeks, the heart was eventually healthier than when it began. So to me, that study was very important, that when we do an intense diet, and we can do that with just eating vegetables, just having food for a few days, juicing for a few days, that will release waste, just like these powdered drinks did, and we have to be careful of that. We don't want to overwhelm our body. But it showed how when we do a specific diet, that we can actually release all this fat from our body, our tissues. So even inflammation has been linked to obesity. So if you're eating a diet that produces more inflammation, if you're eating an acidic diet, then we're not helping the problem. Look around you. Many people are having problems losing weight, and they're trying many different things. But we have to look at new science of pH and the lymphatic system. Two studies in 2005 linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels. What they did was they took mice, they damaged the PROX1 gene in these mice, and that made the lymph vessels in the leg of these mice leaky. So these vessels that were supposed to move fluid out were now leaky and ruptured, and they couldn't pick up fat and waste. And the legs of the mice got fat. So I don't think we're all born with leaky vessels. Otherwise, we would be getting heavier from an early age. Most of us are gaining weight later on in life as we get older. As we become more acidic, as we become more protein filled with waste, because our lymphatic system is cleaning, our body just eventually shuts down. So we have to really balance our pH. When your inner body is in balance or slightly alkaline, your tissues relax and gives up fat, inflammation, and waste more easily. By balancing pH, you will lose weight, but most importantly, you will also lower your risk of disease, help overcome an illness, and you'll feel healthier, more alive when we eat better foods. And trust me, I'm not about being perfect. I'm one of these health people who my clients love me because I tell them, listen, you don't have to stop drinking, you don't have to stop, you know, smoking or eating crappy food, just balance it. And my belief is when you stop balancing it, that you'll see you'll feel better. And you'll start doing less of the things that interfere with your lymph system. So with all diets, no matter what you're eating, whether it's the South Beach diet, the Atkins diet, the Paleo diet, we have to think about pH. We should be checking our pH. And pH stands for potential of hydrogen. And is a way to test a solution is acidic in balance or alkaline. Here, we're testing the saliva and urine. Your body internally should be in balance. And when we become too acidic, which is what I mostly see, very rarely see somebody who's too alkaline. Mostly people, and that's why we spend so much billions on antacids. But when you are acidic, body just stores waste. So I've always had a problem with this. And once I gained control, once I understood that I had to really pay attention to what I was eating, I couldn't eat old bread all day. I couldn't just eat burgers or, you know, I had to really watch what I was eating. So if I eat more alkaline and work to get my pH in balance, which isn't that hard, and self-drain my lymphatic system, I begin to lose weight again. And to me, it has to become a lifestyle, something that you can do often. Yes, you're going to cheat once in a while, but to go on a diet and off a diet and go back to eating your regular foods just doesn't work. So before I tell you what you can do to help balance your pH and diet, let me explain how I can help you in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of LymphPractic. My sessions are fully closed, build the immune response, will make you deeply relax in your body and mind, and improve detoxification. My work is gentle, not only gentle when I work on you, but gentle, the detoxification is gentle. It's not about making you sick. It's about slowly over a few weeks improving circulation and detoxification, and your life changes. And you put some steps into action to balance your pH, and it really is a home run. It works well together. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me. I can still help you. I talk to people around the world, and I make a difference in their life just by explaining the lymphatic system and helping them learn how they can maintain this system. So what can you do to balance your pH and diet to help weight loss or to help you feel better? Now, diet is important, right? But I don't like the word diet. Instead of dieting, you need to do intermittent pH balancing. This is a term that I developed because many people understand intermittent fasting, where you don't eat for a while. Well, when we don't eat for a while, our body becomes acidic. So you may lose some weight at first, but you're going to become acidic. You may go into ketoacidosis, which is not healthy for us. So we really want to understand how it's not about dieting. It's about intermittent pH balancing, meaning take one day, take 2 days, take 3 days. I've taken up to 14 days to balance my pH and eat a healthier diet. And actually, to get healthy, when I first learned this, I did 30 days of just eating fruits and vegetables and taking a few basic supplements, and my life changed. So look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid or mostly alkaline? Fruits and vegetables are alkaline. Grains and meat products and bread, flour are all acid-forming and limit our ability of our body to clean. So we want to limit processed foods, grains, red meat, sugar. Sugar is very acid-forming. When I have sugar, the next day I feel my body getting itchy in an area by my ankle where I have a little bit of a sore. So grains may be the biggest offender to limiting weight loss. We eat it numerous times a day. Save it for when you want to treat, but when you want to get healthy or lose weight, you have to limit it for a little while. Any food made from wheat, rice, oats, cornmeal, barley, or any other cereal grain is a grain product. Bread, pasta, oatmeal, breakfast cereals, tortillas, and grits are examples of grain products. As soon as you eat a piece of bread or tortilla or some pasta, you begin to congest and bloat. You don't feel it because most people have been eating grains since they were born, and every day, numerous times a day. So stop eating grains for a few days, and you'll see an amazing difference, about 3 days. And it's even better when you get to 5 or 7 days of just eating vegetables and maybe some light protein with no grains. You will see a big difference. Your stomach will begin to, the bloating will come down. You'll feel better in your body. So understanding which foods are acid and alkaline forming in the body can make a big difference in your health. So if you need an acid-alkaline food chart, go to HealthyLymphSystem.com. That's HealthyLymphSystem.com. On the bottom of the page, there's a link that will get you a PDF, and you can put that on your refrigerator and start eating more alkaline foods. So besides foods, it's really about also putting, because it's very hard to do just with foods, I believe we need to take some basic supplements, and that's magnesium, magnesium citrate. There are many different forms of magnesium, but I like magnesium citrate. I take it with a meal, with my meals, and I have no problem with my bowels when I take it with a meal. When you start taking more magnesium, you will see you lose weight. You know, it's just science. When we're acidic, our body stores weight. When we're more alkaline, our body gives up weight. Our tissues relax. And one thing that I believe is very important is systemic enzymes. We all should be taking a systemic enzyme unless you're on a blood thinner like Coumadin or an aspirin regime. Then check with your physician. But systemic enzymes go into your body. You take them on an empty stomach, and they help break down waste in your body, the waste that's clogging your circulation, that's limiting the flow through your liver, your heart, your brain. So even though we can be taking a digestive enzyme with our meals, we want to take a systemic enzyme in between meals to, again, thin our blood, improve circulation, and to make thousands of chemical reactions work better. Systemic enzymes, you know, we stop making them as much in the body when the age of 29, so we need systemic enzymes. Are you hydrated? Are you drinking enough water? Daily exercise. You know, that's one of the things that I was missing for years. I was taking tons of supplements. I was eating a little better, but I wasn't doing the exercise. Once I put the steps into place to balance my pH, activate my lymphatic system, and do some daily exercise, it makes a big difference. The exercise helps to move waste through your body, and if we're not moving our blood, then we're just filling with cellular waste and becoming acidic. So it doesn't have to be intense. Just some basic exercise can make a big difference in your life. Posture. If you're sitting around and you're slouching a lot, right, then you're limiting your lymph flow. Think of the lymph system as a plumbing system. So as you slouch, you back up your system that's meant to clean you. Now you become more acidic, and your tissues will hold more waste. So posture, deep breathing can make a big difference. Every time you take a deep breath, you're pulling waste in, out from your tissues into the lymph system, into the venous system, and up to your body to be eliminated through the organs of elimination. So again, deep breathing, good posture, these all make a big difference. And what I believe is most important to help getting healthy, to balance your pH, and to lose weight is lymphatic drainage sessions. Whether you go to a lymphatic drainage specialist, a therapist, or you learn to self-drain your lymphatic system. It's very similar to dry brushing, but dry brushing is very simple, I will say. It's kindergarten, and my idea of self-drainage, what I teach people, is really powerful. It's a powerful technique that they can use for the rest of their life to improve their health. So again, the goal is to help the body balance its pH and activate the lymphatic system with diet to improve circulation and natural detoxification. On Thursday's show, I will be explaining why learn to self-drain your lymphatic system. This is something everybody really needs to understand. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Change your diet a little. It's not going to change you. It's not about being perfect. It's understanding you have to balance your pH with your diet. If I can help you understand how to help how you feel and think, contact me at osipinskihealthacademy.com. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.